Hey guys, welcome to my first ever football transfer talk podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the transfers and the future of Manchester United. So obviously, if you guys are enjoying this podcast, subscribe, follow, whatever you can do on podcasts. So first of all, let's talk about Yerry Mina. Obviously, Barcelona centre-back. Do you guys think he will be on his way to Manchester United? I feel like he's a strong signing that we could get. Obviously, a lot of experience for Colombia, Barcelona player. And the way I look at it is, if a player is playing for Barcelona, they must have some quality. So I think he could be a strong asset for the team, and I would happily sign him for the right price. I do believe that we shouldn't be signing him for anything more than 30 million, because you could spend 60 million on a player and it might not be the best. So 30 million, I think, will be kind of the best price range for us. If we don't get him, Alderweireld, I can't say his name very well, but that is the player I would like to sign as well if we don't get Yerry Mina. And I do also believe we need to strengthen the right wing at our club. Now, if you look at our front three, we do have a very strong attack at the club. Obviously, Juan Mata, Alexis Sanchez, Marcus Rashford, Martial, Lukaku. That's just a couple of the star names we have forward. Obviously, Pogba can play forward as well. So, where do we strengthen that attack? And I think that is on the right. I mean, Jesse Lingard as well, another player. All of these players are very class players, but I believe none of these players are actually a right winger. You look at Lingard, and he has played in the right before. He hasn't been the best at it. You look at Mata, he's a bit too slow for the right wing position. So therefore, I believe we need to sign someone such as Willian. Obviously, the debate is at the moment that he's 29 years old already, and do we want to pay the 60 or 70 million for a 29-year-old or 30-year-old already? So there's been a lot of rumours with Pulisic, Perisic, Willian, but I don't know who we will sign. But all I can say is I do believe we do need to sign a right winger. One that is pacey, one that can easily put crosses into the box and help score and assist goals. Although last season was our highest scoring season since Alex Ferguson has left the club, I still do believe we need to score more goals, especially the second half of the season. We kind of started off very strong, 4-0, a lot of the games last season. At the start of the season, we scored loads of goals. Towards the end of the season, we dropped down, started getting our draws again. So I think to fix that, we need to sign another world-class player. If you look at our team at the moment, we have like 4 or 5 world-class players. De Gea being one of them, Paul Pogba, Romelu Lukaku, Alexis Sanchez. These are all world-class players. And I just believe that we need to sign the right winger that's a world-class player that can add to that. And then I believe we have a very strong shot for the Premier League. I do believe this is... I've said I believe a lot of times, I understand. I do think that this should be the season that we do try and win the Premier League. Obviously, it's Mourinho's third season. He normally wins the league with his club at the second season. Although there's been a lot of speculation that he might be leaving the club, I think he will stay. I hope he stays, because I still think he is the right man for the club, as people think, obviously, that he's been moody. But the media only want to, like, show his negativity. They never want to show his positivity. Like, the other day, for example, after the game against Real Madrid, he was praising every player, saying how everyone's been phenomenal. Like, the majority of the players have great spirit and all that stuff, which is all positive stuff from the club, from Mourinho. I think maybe his negativity has stemmed from not having the signings he's wanted, because I feel like he wants to push for the league this season, but if he isn't getting the signings, then for him it's going to be obviously a more of a difficult job. Obviously, we've lost a couple of players as well, Daley Blind being one of them, Chris Smalling and Rojo maybe on the way out of the club as well. So therefore, the defender and the winger is our best options at the moment. I'm going to leave the podcast as under 5 minutes today. If you guys have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to follow me on Instagram, manunited_designs. I'm posting all of my graphic design content over there. And I'll see you all in my next podcast. If you enjoyed listening, I also have a YouTube channel and Twitter and all that cool stuff. And I'm sure I'll link that somewhere so you can find out where it is. And thanks for listening.